Have you given much thought to what kind of things you will and won't do once society opens up after the coronavirus shutdown? WAER's Chris Bolt reports on new research that shows people will remain very cautious.
For just about every kind of activity, errand, or public gathering, only a minority of people will be ready to venture out of isolation on day one, once stay-at-home orders are lifted. The Mohr study finds people will be most comfortable going to work, visiting family, and going to the doctor or dentist. A third or more say they would do so on day one. Vice President and Managing Director Stephanie Crockett says only about one in five say they'd be ready to go to a restaurant, the movies, a mall, or fly in an airplane. Their study's meant to help businesses overcome customers' fears.
How are they able to provide an environment where their patrons and their guests are feeling as safe as possible? If you're a restaurant that's communicating that you're making adjustments to your floor plan, that you're limiting the number of people that are coming, that you're doing an extraordinary amount of sanitation and improving the air quality, those kind of things I think will help us to increase that 20% a little bit higher.
Things such as a vacation by car, going to a beach or park fall in the middle. About 25% say they'd be comfortable doing those things. While the data is meant to help businesses open up successfully, Crockett says individuals might also take note as you think about trying to do things with people once again.
You have friends that are not going to be comfortable going to a restaurant or bar. So when it comes to getting together with people on a regular basis, when it comes to the priorities that your family wants to set, it may not be meeting at a movie theater, but it could be spending time at someone's home or at a, you know, at an outdoor on a beach. So really thinking about how that will impact those that are around them.
Another component of the survey examined which behaviors we've adopted in isolation or for our health and safety that we might want to continue. About 40% say they'll keep up better hygiene. 25% plan to go on supporting local businesses and restaurants. And Crockett says 20% have grown fond of the virtual get-togethers.
To increase the frequency in which they're able to communicate with people. So I think all of this together really looks at what, how people want to be engaging and what we all want to keep doing and what we've learned, the positives that we can pull out of the challenging times that we're working through right now.
Crockett adds one thing driving people's level of comfort going to any kind of establishment or public place is trust. How well are they implementing safe and healthy practices for clients and employees? And finally, another desire reflected in the data is how much people want to shed some of the stress they're feeling. Some have chaos at home while others are all alone. People are worried about their health and that of others, and of course, anxiety about the economy. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Find the details of the survey and more local news on our website, waer.org.